good evening. I'm just coming back to the studio after our meeting with Marios. Probably haven't really told you much about this yet, but we're hosting a TEDx in the lace market in, I think it's November time, and we're having now fortnightly meetings to work out the logistics of putting something like that on. We've got a lot of ideas between the three of us about speakers and about the presentation style and the venue and the food and all that stuff. And just come into the studio to pick up a gadget that arrived today, which will make recording a lot more simple. And I just wanted to remark on the car. I've got Selby back at the minute, meetselby.com. I got it for 14 days. Should I take those sweets? Or should I leave me? I'll leave me. Yeah, going for 14 days, and the idea is to get around as many places as possible to talk about charging stations, but also, at the same time, think about how to turn Selby, the transportation, into sort of like a mobile social media studio, but all the heavy lifting is done behind the scenes, so it's, you know, got the usual stuff, like a wireless hotspot and cameras in there and has its own Twitter account and a variety of different interactive things between the car and the website that it can do various functions. Instead of it just being a car that sits on a driveway, you know, that you just use meaningly to transport yourself back and forth. I think the idea of giving a personality or a character to the material stuff that we have in our life sort of reminds us about it and keeps us in touch with it, and maintenance and repair and upkeep and cost, all those things that we sort of, or I do at least, take for granted until it's a problem. And I don't want it to be like that. And I just wanted to remark how, it might go a bit windy now because I'm back outside. I just wanted to remark on how Selby really fits into my life. You know, it's the perfect fit, apart from the range, which is like 100 miles. If that was 130, 150 miles, then it would be just the ultimate, it would be perfect. But being able to charge it really, really cheaply and jump into it, come back and forth to the studio or nip somewhere and not worry too much about fuel, you know, not worry too much about... I really like the idea of leasing stuff. I don't like the idea of owning anything. It's become more apparent to me is that, you know, going through what I went through with the house and sort of my breakdown and the relationship breakdown and all that stuff made me really look and focus about stuff, about what I actually do need rather than what I actually want. And while transportation is definitely a need to be able to get between me and my daughter and my potential home for the next couple of years nearby to her, at the same time, you know, what I lost or what I sort of gave away in some ways with the house and everything else that went with it, all my material stuff that was in the house and my records and my sofa, you know, cupboards and everything. I don't miss any of it. I really don't miss any of those material things that I had in that house, because it just holds me back from life, everyday life, living. I don't want to own stuff. I don't want stuff to own me. That's the important thing here, I think I'm trying to get across. So Selby is a really nice little fit because it's sort of leasing or renting to fit a purpose. And giving it a personality, giving it a name, as sort of, you know, CJ jumps into it, or like, where are you going to park Selby? Instead of like, where are you going to chuck the car? Where are you going to park the car? It's sort of, you have a concern for it. It's very, very odd. It's very, very odd, but it's... I'm very, very thankful of it. It's a great little thing. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'll catch up with you in a bit.